question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
All right, as we get ready to reconnect with show friend Zane Kirby, CEO of ASTA, or the American Society of Travel Advisors. Welcome back, everyone. It's your travel duo, Robert and Mary, here with you now for the B Block and today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation. This portion of the program, well, it's sponsored by Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
Let travel take all of you forward together, whether it's a family reunion, maybe it's a friendly get-together, an upcoming holiday gathering, or a long-delayed business conference. Preferred Hotels and Resorts can help make planning large group travel easier for you with more than 100 hotels and resorts that offer three distinct buyout options.
You can choose from full floor buyouts at specific properties. There are whole wing buyouts of a property if you have a larger group, or you can buy out the entire property, meaning all floors, all wings, and all facilities. To take advantage of this extremely rare travel opportunity, visit preferredhotels.com, click on the offers tab at the top of the navigation bar, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, as we continue our commitment to keeping you all updated on current travel conditions, expectations moving forward, and various trends and even emerging opportunities, today ASTA's CEO Zane Kirby returns to the hot seat for our Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Off to Washington, D.C. we go via the show hotline as we patch him in now.
Zane, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. Nice to have you here on the big show this Saturday morning.
Hey, Robert. Mary, it's great to be with you.
Nice to have you with us today. Good way to kick off the show. So, you know, I know you're back out there traveling regularly. Mary and I are certainly traveling regularly on the RM World Travel Big Let's Go America tour. We both know the travel industry was seriously upended by the coronavirus. There have been some wins as we work our way back, but there clearly are many struggles that continue. So I want to start off with what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're experiencing, you know, and really what you can report to all of our listeners around the country today with regards to leisure or even business travel.
Well, great. Yeah, I guess the main thing, you know, we're watching a lot of different indicators, key indicators, and one of the things that's interesting on the consumer side is that people are much more willing to go back to traveling for their businesses than they're willing to go back into the office. They're happy to go out and see customers. They want to go back to events, but you know, that's the factor of two or three times more willing to do that than to actually go back and sit in an office all day. So I think that's really kind of telling in terms of where people are putting their priorities. The other interesting thing is that we worked with our friends in Europe and the United Kingdom, in Canada and the Caribbean to put pressure on governments around the world to treat vaccinated travelers differently, give them more freedom than people who are unvaccinated. And thankfully, the Biden administration, they announced a few weeks ago that as of November 9th, they were going to welcome vaccinated European travelers. That's a big step forward. And obviously, sort of relaxing the restrictions in Mexico and Canada is also going to help, I think, governments around the world understand that if they're not careful, they're going to miss out on the great travel boom of 2021 and 2022. Consumers are definitely anxious to travel. Even business travelers really want to get back out on the road. And thankfully now, more and more governments are learning to live with the virus and obviously keeping their constituents as safe as possible. But this gradual reopening of the world, I think you're going to see some speed in that initiative as well.
Well, I think it has to happen.
International piece is really important. And we actually saw some business conventions when we were in Hawaii. Back to back, we saw 300 people come in, stay for a few days, leave, and then another
large group, which was nice
to
see.
So I hadn't seen that in a while.
We saw something at the Greenbrier, too, that was going on.
So you can probably relate to this, Zane, when you travel a lot, as you do, and Robert and I have been doing this Let's Go America tour now for most of 2021. Keeping track of calendar dates is challenging, but we're a week from Halloween. I did look at the calendar this morning. Thanksgiving's less than 5 weeks away. Christmas just 9 weeks away. So I think that ASTA members are busy, hopefully, coordinating holiday plans for travelers. What are you expecting in terms of this holiday season? Are you expecting it to be strong? Do you have any concerns about the holiday season?
Yeah, no concerns really. I mean, we learned last year, even during the sort of the thick of the pandemic, when there were no vaccinations available, that people really went out and traveled anyway for both Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. Now that we've lived with this virus for quite some time, and that 60+% of the United States has been vaccinated, I think you're definitely going to see. We are seeing with our members, the phones are ringing. People are planning trips. They certainly want to get away to anywhere they can get away to now.
Well, now, speaking of that, so I know you were engaging with our award-winning producers while Mary and I were on Maui for 16 days earlier this month for stop six on the Let's Go America tour. But I know you were also on Maui as well. So, you know, I want to get into that because we had a truly wonderful time on that island that we love. But if you had listened, you know, whether we listened or others had listened to the national media or certain social media chatter, frankly, we would have never gotten on the plane, you know, and left New York. So everybody we encountered, whether it was locals at farmers markets, you know, folks at state parks, local shop owners I can think of, the resort team, you know, they were all happy and welcoming. Yeah, really appreciative that we were investing in their community. And we were there, obviously, the whole point of our tour is safe and responsible travel. But, you know, we've been to Maui many times. Our experience was just as good this time as it's been in the past. I want to know what you experienced, Zane, and were you happy to see the governor there finally come out this week and say, yeah, Hawaii is going to be open again, and we're welcoming travelers?
Certainly, that's a welcome development. My wife and I left three children at home and another one in college. We are so happy to get it back out there. And Maui was just as beautiful as ever. It's, you know, it's kind of, I get to go a lot of places around this world, and there's a reason why it's everyone's favorite island. It is just marvelous. The topography there, the food, and Hawaii has such a strong local culture, Polynesian culture, that has not been diluted by Americanism or, you know what I mean? It's just such a beautiful aloha spirit and feeling there. Marcy and I love to get there. And I agree with you. I think it's a good move for the governor to kind of reopen Hawaii to groups and meetings. I think that, you know, we went as individual travelers. I don't think there were restrictions recommended for individual travelers, but there were certainly for groups. And I'm glad to see him reverse that decision. It's really important to get group business back to Hawaii.
Agree, 100%. I could keep talking with you and waxing poetic about Hawaii, but we only have a few minutes left. And I want to ask you about value in deals currently in the travel world. Certainly inflation is real. Travel can be a little expensive these days, depending on the destination and how you're getting there and whether you can get a good deal on flights. But as businesses have also had to implement pandemic protocols, the cost of doing business, hiring people, all of that's gone up a little bit. Any areas in the U.S. that you think are offering travelers some decent value right now, or even places like the Caribbean, and of course Mexico is pretty good value generally anyway?
Yeah, I mean, Mary, you just said it. You know, when you work with a travel advisor, they're actually attuned to all of the different rhythms in both booking and actual people who are, you know, are going to these destinations. And so, you know, I'll just give an example. One of our recent winners of celebration or a thing that we had going on with Asta, they said, hey, you know what, we have, this is our budget and this is where we'd like to go. And she said, if you move that 1 week, then I can get you in well under your budget, and you can add three more features. You can swim with the dolphins. You can have 2 days at Disney World if you're willing to move 3 days. Mm. And they were like, are you kidding me? We never thought we could afford that. So, the main thing is to work with a pro and work with someone who, you know, understands these rhythms and has been watching them for years. Travel is a much more complex system than it's been in a very long time because of restrictions and quarantine rules and all different things that can change on a dime. Even different regulations within the airlines and hotel industry that you're planning on going to. So when you work with a travel advisor, you're getting the sort of benefit of their experience and expertise in what's turning out to be a rather, you know, challenging landscape. So definitely go with a pro. There are great deals in the Caribbean. There are great deals in Mexico. The Canadian border reopening. If they're, you know, we're heading into ski season, there's some wonderful things there too. Whistler, other great destinations in Canada. I mean, within the continental United States, the national parks continue to be an enormous draw throughout the fall.
Yeah, well, yeah, that
will continue.
No
yeah,
question about that. The only thing I would say to folks, you know, again, out there to be cautious of, as Mary said, things are high. Car rentals are still a challenge for folks out there. And I know we struggle with that. So just make sure you're making those reservations, we would say, as quickly as you can when you make your plane and your accommodations, because you may find with the chip shortage and the sell-offs that occurred that prices are high. But, you know, we do agree with you, Zane. You know, we applaud the move. As far as the reopening of borders, that's important to us because clearly as we've been going around the country on the Let's Go America tour, we've seen the lack of international travelers that's impacting. We've got about 30 seconds. You know, you're talking to over 480 radio stations right now. Any message you want to share with the country before we have to let you go?
Just that travel is so important. It's such an important part of who we are and what we do. And it's part of the peace process to go places and to learn about different cultures. And the pandemic didn't it sort of reordered our priorities. I definitely agree with that. And so we're seeing at ASTA that people are reprioritizing travel and realizing that the world, that factors behind, beyond their control can sometimes curtail their ability to get around and see places that have been on their bucket list forever and ever.
Well said
so
on
don't
that.
Don't wait. Talk to your travel advisor and get back out there.
Zane, nice to reconnect with you today. As always, you're welcome anytime. I hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Mary.
Take care, Zane. Take care.
Right, take
bye-bye.
Care.
We'll see you.
All right, nice to catch up with Zane Kirby. Right now, we need to step aside for some sponsor messages. If you want to hear the interview with Zane again or any part of today's show or past broadcasts, don't forget we archive every hour of every broadcast at rmworldtravel.com. Up next, we're going to talk museums and cultural travel. 80% of the show is still to come, including the Destination Spotlight. A whole lot more. Stick around. We'll be back after this quick sponsors break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.